You're listening to SBS News.
The fallout continues in Australian rugby. Now it's about who'll take Israel Folau's place in the Wallabies side at this year's World Cup. Now he's been ruled out. Curtly Beal can stake a claim to the fullback spot after being handed Folau's New South Wales Waratahs number 15 jersey. With Folau's rugby future in doubt, Waratahs coach Darryl Gibson says Beal has the rest of the Super Rugby season to prove himself.
With Israel stood down, he'll move into a familiar position of fullback, and it's a real opportunity for him to step up in a position that we know he can and really try and own that position for the next 9 games.
Folau is awaiting a code of conduct hearing after challenging a breach notice issued by Rugby Australia over his anti-gay social media posts. Switching codes, and we have the first genuine blockbuster match of the NRL this round. The Sydney Roosters travel to Melbourne in a replay of last year's season decider. The Storm are undefeated after 5 rounds, whilst the Roosters are on a 4-match winning streak. And life after Greg Inglis begins for South Sydney this weekend. Sam Burgess has been handed the Rabbitohs captaincy following Inglis's sudden retirement this week. Coach Wayne Bennett says his English hard man Burgess was the obvious choice to fill his shoes, adding that Inglis seemed visibly happier today than in recent times.
Well, I was happy he turned up here this morning. He was smiling and he was happy, you know. He hasn't been like that for a couple of months, you know. So that's the best indication you got about the decisions they make.
Did you know it was coming? Could you feel it was going to happen?
Well, you know, I don't know him. I just arrived at the club and I didn't see him until January 3rd. And I knew there was something amiss. It was just a process then from then on to work it all out.
In the AFL, a handful of top 8 teams go head-to-head this weekend. The 4th-placed Brisbane Lions face the 8th-placed and injury-depleted Collingwood, while ladder leaders Geelong will be looking to put their first loss of the season behind them when they face a Hawthorn side looking to push into the top half of the table. For the underperforming Swans, meanwhile, the match against Richmond will mark the 250th for veteran Kieran Jack.
Talking to a few people last night, it would have been a wild, wild dream back in 2005 to get this far. So, it's something that's really special and been a great journey, something I'm looking forward to. But the other thing is it's a really important game for us too. So, it's been a great journey so far, but a lot of hard work, but I'm just looking forward to hopefully getting back on the winners list this week.
To tennis, and the Monte Carlo Masters is beginning to heat up. There are plenty of big names still alive as the third round beckons, including Rafael Nadal, Novak Djokovic, Alexander Zverev and Stefanos Tsitsipas, while Ash Barty headlines an Australian team facing Belarus in the Fed Cup semi-finals in Brisbane. Darren Mara, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.